and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I want to talk about striving for the kingdom of God. And I want to begin by looking at a passage in the Bible that you may be familiar with. It talks about how much in life we worry and that we shouldn't worry. And I'm going to start halfway through this passage because it's a bit long and I don't want to read the whole thing. So it's in Matthew chapter 6. And if you have headings in your Bible, which most of us do, it actually says, do not worry at the beginning of verse 25. But I'm going to start at verse 31. And it says this, therefore, do not worry saying, what will we eat or what will we drink or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So when you begin this passage of scripture, it's talking about all the things in life that we worry about. What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What clothes are we going to wear? And it reminds us that God even clothes the lilies in the field. He gives food to the birds in the air. So why would he not provide for us? And it says then in verse 33, this is the verse that I want to focus on. It says, but strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So instead of worrying, which I know I do a lot, this passage says I should instead strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, I love passages in the Bible that are quite clear and specific, that they say instead of doing this, do this instead. And that's what this verse is. But let's unpack it and pull it apart so we really understand what it means. It starts off by saying that we should strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So let's look at that first word, strive. What is it to strive for something? You may think of striving for something as putting in some effort, something that you want to achieve. You've got to put things in place to work towards something. You can think of striving for something like a goal, something you're trying to reach for, something that's beyond you that you're trying to attain. You might think of striving as something that you've got to fight vigorously for, that you really want to achieve, to get to. And striving, yes, it's putting in some effort, but really what it's about is about a heart disposition that orientates ourselves towards God. In life, when you have goals, you orientate your life, you prioritize things in your life to achieve it. And that's what it's saying. We should strive for the kingdom of God by having our heart disposition turned towards God. That's what we're striving for, to live in his ways. Then it says, strive first for the kingdom of God. We should put him first. He is the first thing that we want in our lives, to be the center of our lives. There are many things in life that we struggle for, that we fight for, that we do strive to achieve, but God should be the first. He should take precedence over everything in our life. So we know that we need to strive, but what are we striving for? We're striving for the kingdom of God and for his righteousness. Now, what is the kingdom of God? It can be sometimes hard to describe because it's not a place. It's a reality where God reigns in the world and he reigns in our hearts. When Jesus came to the world, he talked about the kingdom of God 90 times in the Bible. And the kingdom of God is found in Jesus. It's found in God living in our hearts, where God is sovereign in our hearts, where we do put him first, where he is the center of our life. And when we strive to put God the center of our lives, that's when then we can live in his ways, which leads to the next point that we're striving for. We're striving for his righteousness. And righteousness is right living. It's about living in God's ways. And living in God's ways is showing love. It's bringing peace. It's offering forgiveness. It's showing mercy and justice. So we know that we need to strive for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But how do we do that? The way we do that is we have to trust. We trust in him. So instead of worrying about all these other things in life, verse 33 tells us we should trust in him and turn our hearts towards his kingdom. So I encourage you, whenever you're worrying about something, maybe you can ask yourself the question, Am I living for his kingdom? Am I living in his ways? Am I putting him first? Because if you're not, then remind yourself to turn towards the kingdom of God, to turn towards God, because it says at the end of that verse, then all these things will be given to you as well. God will provide for all your needs when we put him first and when we trust in him. So why don't you pray with me right now that we would ask God to give us the grace to do that. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we know that we don't need to worry, but instead you encourage us to look towards you, to trust in you, to live in your ways, and then you will always provide for us. Lord, I pray for the grace that you would give each one of us to turn towards you whenever we are worried. Lord, I thank you in advance for the provision and the guidance that you give each and every one of us. I ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.